Let's send it back to Pittsburgh. Here's Scott Zolak with the head coach.
All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, heading to Pittsburgh again. I know you had to turn the page real quick after a disappointing loss to Miami, but still got three games left here in the season. It starts today. Fair to say?
Yeah, you bet. It's always a tough battle with the Steelers. We have a lot of respect for them, and it's a great football environment here at Heinz Field. So it should be a good rough-and-tumble game.
Been talking to you a lot about special teams over the course of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. I always look for those big plays, either explosive plays or plays like block kicks that, you know, have a chance to really impact the game. So, yeah, we'll just hopefully keep the pressure on in those areas and continue to keep making them.
Fair to say this is the healthiest your team's been at this point in the year?
You know, right now we've got really everybody able to work and do everything that they need to do. So, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
You got Mike Tomlin. I know you talked about him this week. A lot of respect for him, the program he's built, the culture that he does have there in Pittsburgh, the toughness. What is it about them every year that sort of edge, especially at home at Heinz Field?
Yeah, well, they're a solid team. They have good players, and they're well coached, and they play hard. They're an aggressive team in all three areas. You know, they really push it offensively to try to score. You know, defensively, they blitz quite a bit, and they can rush the passer. They have good edge rushers, good inside players, and you know, in the kicking game, they've you know, gotten Switzer, and he's given them some returns this year. But you know, they'll also use Brown if they have to, and obviously he's a big player. And a lot of the defensive guys that we just talked about that are fast, yeah, and tough, playing a kicking game, so they're a pretty good coverage unit.
Roethlisberger, I mean, we've talked about him, you know, ad nauseum. But to be good in this league, to have a good team, you have to have a good quarterback. Starts with him. He's had several coordinators in the league. He still looks the same, though. He's the same guy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He can make all the throws. He's got tremendous patience and obviously size and strength in the pocket. He's a hard guy to get down, and he does an excellent job of using all of his receivers and scanning the field. He'll work from one side to the other and uses outlet receivers, whether it be backs or tight ends or whoever, and does a good job of getting the ball to his playmakers in space, and then they can run with it and make big plays. So he's got a good deep ball and does a good job of using all his receivers. He's an excellent player.
He's led with Smith-Schuster and Brown, obviously. How concerned are you defensively about alignment, making sure, you know, not only what the coverage is called, whether it's zone, whether it's man, but the spacing and the veteran players that you have in that back end?
Well, it'd be a big challenge. They have a lot of weapons, and you mentioned two of them. Those guys are really good. They don't move them around too much, but they do some, so you have to be aware of it. But again, Roethlisberger, he does a good job of using his tight ends, James and McDonald, and the backs, whoever that is, and you know, whoever the other receiver is, whether it's Switzer or Washington. So they spread it around pretty good, and it's hard to double everybody. And so you know, we're just going to have to, you know, hold up on our individual matchups, and we'll help where we can. But they do a good job of keeping you from helping, or if you help, you have to declare so hard that it opens up something somewhere else.
Get to face another Watt brother, T.J. Watt, off the edge. Talked to Hugh about him this week. He's up there in sacks. They got big guys in the middle like Hayward. Talk about the diamond defense. Is that really a true diamond where they do cover, you know, the guard and centers right across the board?
Yeah, it's close to that. They actually play on the inside shoulder of the tackles, so they're usually not down on the guards like some of those diamond teams are. They're a little bit wider, and their inside linebackers are usually inside those guys instead of outside the three techniques. So, but it's close. It's pretty close, and their two outside players, Dupree and Watt, do a real good job of rushing from out there and also playing the run out there, and they're strong guys on the edge. They kind of push everything back inside to the three inside guys, Hargrave and Hayward and Tuitt, who are really good, big, physical inside players.
Okay, time now for the Dunkin' Donuts question of the week. Comes from Ralph Poyer of Wrentham. Fun question here. Heinz Field, you got the tomato ketchup bottles up top. You a Heinz guy or a Hunt's guy? Or no, you, maybe you don't eat ketchup. Maybe you're a mustard guy.
Yeah, I'm more of a mustard guy.
All right, Coach, 425 kick. If you like football, this is the place to be. Good luck today.
Sure is. Thanks, Scott.
All right, back up to Beetle at Splitsville.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.